The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today, Gil. In fact, I want to talk a little bit about vegetable gardening today, and in particular, a tip I learned from one of our editors. Do you know about something called Solyndra beets? It's a variety that grows twice as long as regular beets.
My knowledge of beets is almost minimal anyhow, but twice as long for people who love beets, I imagine this is, like, really good news.
I would think it would be. And that brings me to my tip. It's about how gardeners can improve their harvest, not just with bigger vegetables like Solyndra beets, but with more harvest overall. The technique is called intensive gardening, and it can yield 2 to 6 times what you might otherwise get.
Okay, what do you do?
Instead of loosening the, you know, typical 4 to 6 inches of garden soil to plant, you want to dig 12 inches down and then loosen 12 inches more with a garden fork. So you're talking about 2 feet. This double digging method lets roots grow down rather than out. And plus, in traditional veggie gardens, you have a wide space between rows. You're not going to do that in intensive gardening.
Now, why not? What's the difference?
Well, the planting pattern in intensive gardening looks kind of like the number 5 on a die. So you just want to picture that for a minute. You know, you kind of get that cross thing, the 4, and then the 1 in the middle. You get more goodies that way, and there's less space for weeds to take hold. So you're really crowding out the weeds.
Okay, but it sounds like the method is also more intensive for the gardener's back.
Well, you know, it can be. It can be. And in fact, it's funny you mention that. There's a book called, it's got a very long title, How to Grow More Vegetables and Fruits, Nuts, Berries, Grains, and Other Crops Than You Ever Thought Possible on Less Land Than You Can Imagine. We all take a breath. And we talked to the author of this book who writes about a way of digging that uses body weight and rhythm to help your back save time. So we have information about that at HouseLogic.com.
I'm going to check that out. What else should we know about this kind of gardening?
Well, intensive planting needs serious souped-up soil. So if you don't already have one, it's probably time to build a compost pile. It'll help you with your intensive gardening. You want to add compost and an organic fertilizer, like an alfalfa meal, to your soil when you do this kind of planting.
Actually, I am a fan of composting. It saves landfill space and garbage processing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And a few inches of compost laid like mulch in your garden will prevent most weeds from sprouting. Now, if you'd like tips on food waste versus yard waste composting, we have that at HouseLogic.com.
All right. What else should, let's say you're not, I imagine most intensive gardeners would be novice intensive gardeners. I'm hearing about this for the first time. What else should they know?
Well, if the digging is too tough for you, you know, going down those 2 feet, you can raise beds up with stackable wood frames and pour a foot of topsoil on top of the foot you've loosened. So that way you get your 2 feet without having to dig down 2 feet. Either way, though, you need that 2 feet of soil. You also want to do a soil test before planting. That's going to save you years of hit-or-miss gardening. A local cooperative extension can provide test kits and results for less than $20. It'll tell you what your soil is lacking, what it has too much of, how to balance the pH, all that kind of stuff. You can find a local cooperative extension by going to the National Institute of Food and Agriculture site. Also, plant parsley in your garden and then just let it go to seed. It provides pollen for beneficial insects, which are going to eat any harmful bugs in your garden.
All right, Pamela, what are some of the best vegetables that you can plant to get a really great return on your vegetable garden?
Well, generally speaking, for the average gardener in most regions of the country, if your intent is to reduce the amount you spend on store-bought produce, there are some really cost-effective vegetables to grow. So in no particular order, bell peppers. Your seedling cost is just going to be $2 a plant, and you're going to get 6 to 8 peppers per plant. So that's a great yield. Cucumbers is another one. Use them in salads. You can pickle them. About $3 for a packet of 240 seeds, and you're going to get 10 to 15 pounds of cucumbers per plant. Bush green beans, another good one. Again, your seed costs are about $3 per packet, and you're going to get 2.5 to 3 pounds of bush green beans from a 5-foot row. There are lots more information like this at HouseLogic.com. Just search edible garden. Oh, and one more thing. You know, there's a big resurgence in the popularity of heirloom vegetables, and we have a terrific slideshow about them at the site. They're beautiful, very colorful. They're open-pollinated, and, you know, they were grown long ago before the commercialization of produce. They're often resistant to local pests, diseases, and extremes of weather because they've adapted to their climate and soil over all that time.
It's interesting stuff, Pamela, and it really takes a vegetable garden from almost being a hobby to something very practical to help feed your family and save money as well. So great information, and I take it there's more on this, as you said, edible gardens at HouseLogic.com?
Absolutely.
All right, great. Pamela Gertz-Kabati from HouseLogic.com. There's tons of stuff for you at HouseLogic.com. You make sure you check it out.
Absolutely. Go grow something this summer.
Thanks, Pamela.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.